Government assistance programs, foreclosures HAMP. Home Affordable Modification Program. The goal of HAMP is to help delinquent borrowers modify the terms of their home mortgage loan to an affordable level, i.e., no more than 31% of the borrower's pre-tax monthly income, using a combination of three factors. Reduce the interest rate, increase the term up to 40 years. Reduce the principal on which interest is charged. Modifications are only available to owner-occupants of 1-4 family dwellings with loan amounts not exceeding $729,750 for a single-family dwelling. Amounts increase for 2, 3, or 4 units. HAMP is a voluntary program. HAFA, Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives. The HAFA program provides alternatives to foreclosures by encouraging lenders and delinquent borrowers to enter into a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Redemption. Most states give defaulting borrowers a chance to redeem their property through the equitable right of redemption. Some states also allow defaulted borrowers a period in which to redeem their real estate after the sale. There is no statutory right of redemption in Illinois. In Illinois, a mortgager in default who wishes to exercise the equitable right of redemption to avoid loss of the mortgaged real estate may do so for a period of 7 months after the date of service on the mortgager or after first publication date, whichever is later. This time period can currently be shortened to as little as 30 days after a judgment is entered if the property has been abandoned or is vacant. When a property is redeemed in this way, the foreclosure sale does not occur. Otherwise, the foreclosure sale is held as soon as possible after the equitable right of redemption expires. The mortgager generally has a right to remain in possession of the property from the time of service of the summons until the entry of a judgment of foreclosure. After judgment and through the 30th day after confirmation of the sale, the mortgager can still retain possession, but thus, he may be required to pay rent to the holder of the certificate of sale. 31 days after judgment, the mortgager must have vacated the property or be subject to eviction. The owner of the certificate of sale receives a sheriff's deed and gains the right to possession. While Illinois does not have a statutory right of redemption, it does offer a statutory right of reinstatement. This option is applicable when the defaulting mortgager wishes to cure the default and reinstate the loan, as if no acceleration had occurred. The mortgager has the right to exercise this statutory right for a period of 90 days after the service of summons or publication date. At the lender's discretion, expressed through an attorney, the right of reinstatement may be extended to run as long as the equitable right of redemption. The reinstatement right usually may be exercised only once every 5 years. After reinstatement occurs, the suit must be dismissed by the lender, and the mortgage loan remains in effect just as before. See the Illinois Code of Civil Procedure, Article 15. 735 ILCS 51. When a default is not cured by redemption or reinstatement, the entry of a decree of foreclosure will lead to a judicial sale of the property, usually called a sheriff's sale. Each defendant to the suit must be given written personal notice of the sale, and public notice of the sale must be published in a newspaper of general circulation. The successful bidder at the sale receives a certificate of sale, not a deed. Only after the sale is confirmed by the court will the certificate holder receive a sheriff's deed. Deficiency judgment. The foreclosure sale may not produce enough cash to pay the loan balance in full after deducting expenses and accrued unpaid interest. In this case, where permitted by law, the mortgagee may be entitled to a personal judgment against the borrower for the unpaid balance. Such a judgment is a deficiency judgment. However, if any money remains from the foreclosure sale after paying the debt and any other liens, such as a second mortgage or mechanic's lien, expenses, and interest, these proceeds are paid to the borrower. The real estate financing market. The Federal Reserve System. The role of the Federal Reserve System, the Fed, is to maintain sound credit conditions, help counteract inflationary and deflationary trends, and create a favorable economic climate. The Fed divides the country into 12 Federal Reserve districts, each served by a Federal Reserve Bank. All nationally chartered banks must join the Fed. All nationally chartered banks must purchase stock in its district reserve banks. The Federal Reserve System regulates the flow of money and interest rates in the marketplace through its member banks by controlling reserve requirements and discount rates. Reserve requirements. The Federal Reserve System requires that each member bank keep a certain level of assets on hand as reserve funds. These reserves are unavailable for loans or any other use. This requirement not only protects customer deposits, but also provides a means of manipulating the flow of cash in the money market. The amount of money a bank can loan is tied to this reserve amount. Fed controls. Decreasing reserve requirements lowers rates, increases money for loans. Increasing reserve requirements raises rates, decreases money for loans by increasing its reserve requirements. The Federal Reserve System, in effect, limits the amount of money that member banks can use to make loans. When the amount of money available for lending decreases, interest rates, the amount lenders charge for the use of their money, rise. By causing interest rates to rise, the Fed can slow down an overactive economy. Higher rates limit the number of loans that would have been directed toward major purchases of goods and services. The opposite is also true. By decreasing the reserve requirements, the Fed can encourage more lending. Increased lending causes the amount of money circulated in the marketplace to rise while simultaneously causing interest rates to drop.